Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome artist and director Tom Wright. Mr. Wright was the creator of over 100 paintings for the classic horror TV series, Rod Serling's Night Gallery. After creating Night Gallery's frightening canvases, Tom Wright has become one of Hollywood's top television directors, most notably on the hit TV series NCIS. In this special interview, we'll talk about the 50th anniversary of Night Gallery and a remarkable exhibit of Tom Wright's paintings on display at Mountain View Mausoleum in Altadena, California, from January 26th through February 10th. Further on, Tom Wright will describe how special it was to work with the legendary Rod Serling, the artistic process that went into creating his malevolent masterpieces, and how his paintings for Night Gallery became a nationwide phenomenon, ultimately becoming rare and much sought after works of art. So please join us as we take our own private tour with artist Tom Wright through Rod Serling's Night Gallery. Tom, thank you for coming back on board the TV Time Machine.
Glad to be here.
Now, a remarkable new exhibit of your classic Night Gallery paintings will be on display from January 26th through February 10th at the Mountain View Mausoleum in Altadena, California. Now, Tom, tell us about this exhibit and what people can expect to see and experience over the next 2 weeks.
Well, I hope I have as much fun as I'm going to have, because it was really kind of a surprise to me. The gallery gentleman who did another little thing with me not too long ago, which also caught me by surprise and turned out to be a great experience. And then he says, Tom, I want to do another one of these bigger. And because he loves Night Gallery paintings and the whole idea of Night Gallery, and it's one of his favorite all-time projects. And so he put this together, and this is going to be really big, much bigger than I've ever imagined, and I can't believe it for the amount of time, of course, it's passed. And it's just not believable to me that people are still as interested in these paintings as they were in the beginning. But this will be the biggest collection of paintings that he's ever been able to put together, or anybody other than when we did the show. And he's really excited about it. Eving Taylor is his name. Really excited about it. And he's got, I think, somewhere in the area of 25 to 30 of the original paintings that he can actually have in the show. And they've been very hard to put together because they're all over the world practically. And anyway, he's collected quite a few of them, and I'm really excited to see it. So he's putting it together, and so far I think I have sent out from my end of it invitations for over 400 and some people.
Oh, wow.
And he has sent out invitations, of course. So we're expecting Saturday night for the VIP opening to have a huge crowd, so it's going to be very exciting. And I'm sure people will be asking me questions that I'll never remember my life. But lately, since you guys have come in, and you know, you and Scott are two of my favorite people anyway, and you really taken care of me over the years really well on when people inquire about the artist and the paintings and where are they, what can happen, or can we do whatever. And you guys have sort of taken that end away from me, because I couldn't really handle it, because I've got another job really,
right?
And I'm not usually available for it. And so you handle it for me, and it's been great. But this time, the first one, and Taylor tells me 50 years or something, which I can't believe. But new painting for it, and it's going to be on the invitations, reprinted invitations and all that. And I'm pretty excited about it. It came out very well, and it's sort of a collection of a lot of my favorite pieces that I did for that show, Night Gallery. And it's a collage, really, but there's some new pieces within the collage that I did that added to the Night Gallery idea, just because I was having fun doing it. And so I'm looking to the reaction of that, and that's going to be fun. And it's a fairly large thing, and it'll be sitting in the entrance when the people come in. So it'll be fun to watch the reactions.
That's so great. So in your view, which...
Okay, now, what did I forget? I'm sure I went on way too long.
No.
What the hell is he talking
about?
No,
this is long form. This is long form.
Yeah, okay.
So in your view, which Night Gallery paintings should fans particularly seek out at this exhibit? Which ones do you think are must-see canvases?
I know some of the favorite ones were like some of the shows like the Earwig Show, which I forget the name of it right off, but that painting will be there because I actually have the original painting of that, one of the few left. And I just turned it in yesterday, as a matter of fact. I picked it up. That will be a popular one, I think. It's interesting, the people I talk to about it, of course, they say, well, you know, I was 7 years old when I saw the show, and my favorite paintings are this and that. I can't believe it, and they're still coming. And I don't know, everybody, it's interesting. Everybody has their own favorites, of course, and sometimes it kind of throws me a little bit, and I'm going, well, that's interesting, or it's interesting rather than throwing me, because why is it painting so interesting to them or scared them so they couldn't go to sleep that night? But I don't know. Let's see. Some of the paintings, oh, my God, there's so many of them. Well, I have a few paintings that are my favorites. I'll tell you about, because when I painted them, the models for the paintings were my young daughters at the time, very young. And one was the boy who, the earthquake one, what was it?
Yeah.
The boy who
predicted earthquakes.
Earthquake.
Yeah.
Right. That was my youngest daughter when she was, I don't know, 4 years old maybe at that.
Right.
And she was in another one called, God, I can't even think of the name of it.
Brenda.
The one where she's,
Brenda.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's the oldest daughter. Yeah,
right.
Brenda.
Well, also Little Girl Lost.
Was my oldest daughter, which
right.
was a very interesting show. I think that went over well. And the painting was very popular. And then there was one I did that I'm in, although I don't have that one. I put myself in. But I will be in the new painting because I found a old sketch I had done, and I put that into the new painting. But it was the one about pay now or pay later.
Die now, pay later,
the name is,
yeah.
Where,
yeah.
Yeah, where it has the casket and the funeral home guy standing there with a cat. Well, that happens to be me as the model. And but, I mean, they're just, you know, I did 120 of them, Jim. And, I mean, people really do surprise me when they start talking about what their favorite ones, but it's really interesting. And what I can't tell you, I can tell you, God, what else? Dear Departed's another favorite one.
Well, even Tell David, something like Tell David, which doesn't
you
know, get as much discussion. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, a lot of, you know, and the whole idea when I was doing the paintings, I wanted it to come across like, in theory, a different artist had done each painting for the episode, and they were all just done by me. And so some of the styles changed, and the ideas, of course, were abstract and realistic and whatever I could come up with after reading either the story or the script. And it's just, I don't know, there's a lot of really interesting that, yeah, Tell David.
Well, Pickman's Model is
Well, that was one of the really popular ones, and that was one of the really popular shows, as you know.
Right.
And in that show, I did the painting, I designed the monster, I did all the paintings in the episode that the actor who was the artist in the episode supposedly had done. So I was pretty much involved in that episode all the way through. It was a lot of fun.
So when you were painting the Night Gallery canvases for the show nearly 50 years ago, would you ever have imagined that it would lead to this?
Never, Jim. Ever, ever. And as the years went by, and I kept hearing from you about somebody interested in a painting, or could they get me to do a painting for their new bar they had just built or something. I'm still dumbfounded to this day. But you guys kept me up on that, you know, and that happened quite often over the years. And I never in my wildest dreams, you know, but hey, 50 years from then, this will be going on.
That's right.
Not a clue. But it's fun. I mean, I'm very happy because it's brought back some really great memories. And I'm having fun just sitting here kind of rolling to people's reactions and watching them and seeing all the paintings together again. And Taylor's doing a great job with the paintings he can't get, for instance. They've got some great reproductions as paintings that have been framed, and they look terrific, and you never know the difference, really. And the only difference is that I really didn't do but one painting on a canvas. Everything else was done, I did because of a lot of reasons, which I'll explain to you, but there was one painting done on canvas, which was The Lone Survivor, I think.
Right.
And that was one of the first ones I did for the series. That was done on canvas, and it just took a lot longer than I needed it to take because, you know, you run into deadlines when you're doing shows, of course, and you have to have them for a certain time, and then there's a lot of prep that goes into it. And so I finally came up with the idea, well, this is not going to work because they get damaged. People kick them, drop them, whatever. So I came up finally with using acrylics mainly, most of the time, but I did mix media a lot, but mainly acrylics. And then I've always sized masonite board. That's what I painted all of them on. And now seeing them years later, it was really a good idea because they all look brand new practically. So that was another great sort of stumble into it that has kept the paintings and really lifetime a livelihood. So it's nice to see them again, though.
So how challenging was it for Taylor White and Scott to track down many of your paintings in order for them to be reunited for this exhibit?
Very challenging, I hear, and I kind of think I know why, but I'm not sure. But a lot of people that have them don't want to put them in the show for various reasons. And but yeah, it's taking quite a while and a lot of time to find them, the ones they have found, but they've done a great job. They've run across, Taylor tells me, between the ones I gave him, which my daughters had a couple, and I had a couple, actually, he's got something like 25 or 30 of the original paintings.
That's not bad.
That I understand are going to be in this show. Plus, you know, the prints and paintings that they've had reproduced from photographs and stuff. But it's been quite a challenge for them, quite a challenge. But it's kind of interesting to see these kind of creep out of the darkness again, you know. and I'm looking at them, and I can, of course, tell immediately whether they're my paintings
right.
or not.
Right.
And there's been a few presented to us that are not my paintings, so they've gone by the wayside. But they've been, you know, passed off as
right.
great paintings, but they're not. And but the ones that are in the show are gallery paintings, so or copies, you know, the prints, reprints. So,
well, of course, the man who introduced your paintings on a weekly basis, Rod Serling, if he were still with us, what do you think he would think about a Night Gallery exhibit in 2019?
Well, I think he might be rather happy on a few levels. Now, I don't know, you know, personally, everything that happened with him through the show, and like all of us, you know, went through our own ways. But he always liked the paintings, and there was a whole process I had with Rod on presenting the paintings, because I was turning out, you know, sometimes I was doing as many as three or four at a time. Because of deadline schedules, as the show progressed and we really got into it, the pace picked up quite a bit. And but Rod always had very nice things to say about the paintings, and how I approached him with the paintings was I would get the script, story, whatever it was, do my thumbnails for the paintings I wanted to do for the, each episode. Then I would take photographs of the ones I liked, or and a few more maybe, but mainly the ones I liked that would work for the episodes. And I would send them to Rod, and then he would have those to do his lead-in thoughts and however he was going to approach that. And that's how we kind of did it. And then we showed up at a particular time on the stage, and the stage had all been done, and the paintings were up, and the lights were on, and it was between the paintings and the sculptures and the statues, and they were pretty spectacular. And but he was always very kind about the paintings, and really genuinely did like the paintings. And and there was even one of Rod I did, which was Midnight. What was the name of that one?
Never Ends.
Yeah, Never. He was in that one. He was the model for that one. And actually, I don't know whatever happened to that painting.
Right.
Whether he ever got it or not, I really don't think so, but it's somewhere. And but yeah, so practically everybody I knew as I worked on that show were models somewhere in some of these paintings in reality. So that was kind of fun. And Jack Laird, the exec producer and the gentleman that hired me to do this show for him, and just turned me loose and said, "Tom, go paint." And I did. But he appeared in a few of the paintings, and his family appeared in a few of the paintings. And like I say, the people I know ended up in some of the paintings. So,
and if Jack Laird were still with us, what would he think of this exhibit, and especially being in a mausoleum? Would he dig that?
Well, I think he'd get a humongous kick, as I do, out of that part of it. I think Taylor did a great job of finding this mausoleum to do a Night Gallery show and the paintings in. And but Jack was always really great with me and the paintings. And he said, "You're the guy, Tom. You're the artist. Just do them." And I would try to show some to him and say, "What do you like?" And what? No, you pick what you like, Tom. You're doing them. And so that was a great experience for my part. And I'd known Jack a little while before, and I've worked with him on some other things. So when I got the call from him to see if I would do the show, I said, of course, this sounds great. And it was, and we can see now, and it was great. And he was always behind me, and you just go do it, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, he gave you guys total creative control on the show.
Total. At least me, anyway. I don't know about everybody else, but me, he was terrific with. And, I mean, I'm just in my side of studio at Universal, and I'm just in the studio every day with 3 or 4 boards up and painting like crazy. And as soon as I would get the material, I would start, you know, of course, I would read it and then start thinking about it and doing thumbnails and so forth, or ideas, sketches, whatever. And then I would have the deadline when the painting was due, which I also designed the frames that all the original paintings were shown in on for the shows. Everything you see in the beginning leading into the shows, when they do show the painting, they're in their original frames. And I designed the frame, and the same frame was on every painting. And the only thing that changed was I changed the color of the frame for the particular painting. And so all that was going on while they were getting ready to shoot the show, you know, and writing. All there was a lot happening, and it was happening in television, as you know, it happens pretty fast. So, yeah, I think over 2.5 years, I did around 120 paintings, something like that.
Wow, that's amazing.
All sizes, shapes, forms, colors, everything.
So personally, after all these years, how satisfying is it to have your work recognized and honored in this fashion?
Well, I mean, of course, it's a great surprise, but it's a pretty neat thing. I mean, it's like I say, when I'm in there, when I was in the last show that Taylor had, and I'm watching the people going through looking at the paintings, and I'm even going through looking at the paintings, and I'm thinking, I can't, first of all, the time passing, that's, I have the show still sticking after this amount of time for the paintings is just astounding to me, you know, and it's like we were saying, not even thought about when the time was happening in real time. And I mean, it was just get these done and let's go, and never thought about, hey, 50 years from now, never. And although I know there was a lot of publicity I got on how much people that viewed the shows liked the paintings, and that was kind of really my only contact with what was going on between the viewers and the actual shows with the paintings was through some interviews once in a while I would have, and until now. And now I'm actually meeting some face-to-face, and that's really interesting. And I'm getting their stories, why it scared them. Of course, they were little kids, and they couldn't go to sleep at night, you know. And that story runs really frequently through most of the people I talk to, because they were quite young. A lot of them were young when they saw these shows, and they do remember the paintings. And they say the paintings scared them. And I look at the paintings going, what? what? Anyway, it's a whole weird experience. It really is. But a hell of a lot of fun, you know. And I'm really enjoying this. And thinking, God, I never would have thought.
Well, Tom, you absolutely deserve it. Artist and director Tom Wright, whose classic Night Gallery paintings will be on display from January 26th through February 10th at the Mountain View Mausoleum in Altadena, California. Tom, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you back on board the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thanks a million, Jim.